מירשבס קילחוסה, פרק טס, פארגרף, יוד דלד. פייג' קוף קף. אוקיי, אינטרסטין וואן. ליפוף חוטי ברזל או פלסטיק. To wrap or to spool wires, right? Metal wires or plastic wires. Spooling is when you put it around when you wrap it around to make it a reel, right, of a cable. So that's basically we know the halacha of tain and untain, right? Two of them halachas. And tain, we're gonna learn more about it. Tain kesher shel kayom es deoraisa. If it's not kesher shel kayom, it could be the rabbonon, and so there are some ksharim that we know are allowed, like a bow tie and stuff like this. Now, today we're going to look at a few, because we look in, this whole perek looks at opening cans and bags and packets and stuff like this. So we're going to look a bit about wires. So he says, אסור ללפף חוט ברזל או סרט פלסטיק בשולי עסקית. Maybe I will say a bit, a small אקדומיה, add to it, that לכתחילה we will see that you don't do any of it, but if you... Because there's machloikes on this, if you're allowed to do lipuf, or you're not allowed to do on potel chavalim, and the gemara is loshen, it's potel chavalim, yeah? To take the chavel and to turn it around like this around something. So there's machloikes on it, also in the achloinim b'choinim, there's machloikes. Some poiskim say that you can do that, some poiskim say you cannot do that, okay? So he goes somewhere here, he starts with those who say you cannot do that, and then say if you are in a situation and you need to, okay, so... First thing to do is like this, and second thing is like this. So it shouldn't look weird, like, okay, woman, can I or can I not? Because he starts to say, אסור ללפף חוט ברזל או סרט פלסטיק בשולי עסקית. You have a plastic bag, and at the top of it, you want to wrap it with like we have with the steel wires, you know, the thin ones, the steel ties, yeah, or you do them with the plastic ties, right? So אסור ללפף חוט ברזל או סרט פלסטיק בשולי עסקית, וכן אסור לפתוח חוט מלופף שכזה. You also not allowed to open one of those. ולכן, שקית הסגורה בחוט שכזה, if you have a bag which is closed with a steel wire like this.
Like the twisty thing.
Yeah, that's right. The one that we use around when you buy those crackers, all kind of different crackers, or rice crackers and stuff like this, and at the top, it has a steel wire around it. Yeah. Or to the heavy, when you buy cables and stuff, it's also wrapped with it. So he says, הטוב ביותר להשתדל להשתחרר את השקית בלי לנתק את החוט. להתיר או לנתק את החוט. So the best thing is to try to pull out somehow the bag from it without actually opening this steel wire or without cutting that steel wire. אבל אם אי אפשר להסיר את החוט מבלי לנתקו, if it's impossible to do it that way, How kigon shachut mudak itev that is wrapped really strongly around it mutar la'tir et alipuf so you can be so mechanzo to allow to release it however im yifshal atir et alipu yifshal atiro mutar af lenatko so if you cannot release it because it's too tight and it's maybe closed around it and you cannot do that so you allow to actually cut it when you cut in always do the cutting bederech kilkul not in a way that you're making something it's just a different size of something useful, trying to make kilkul, just to cut it. Now, אפילו בסכין או מספריים, so you can cut it with a knife or scissors, והוא שנתקו דרך קלקול או בדרך קלקול. Now, אולם, אם הדרך ללפף חוט ברזל זה, או סרט פלסטיק זה, או להשאירו כך לזמן מוגבל בלבד, דהיינו ליום אחד, if it's something that the regilu says that normally people wrap it for one day, and then they open it again. They wrap it, they open it again, We will see like a packet of bread. When you have sliced bread, then you have at the top of it, this steel wire is rubbed there. You open it to take a few slices. And sometimes in the same meal, you open it 3 times. Yeah, you want it to stay soft as much as you can. So you close it every time. But then this is something, it says, even if bedieved, it's within 7 days, because the question is, kayome, what's kayome? For how long is kayome? Is kayome... So the best thing kayome to treat kayome is according to more poiskim is me'et le'et. So if it's not more than me'et le'et, it's definitely not shekayome. But lemaise b'dieved, he says even if it's for 7 days, you have who to rely on if within 7 days it normally gets open as well. And therefore this mutar lepefo v'af lashuv lepotro. So you're allowed to wrap it and open again, wrap it and open again as many times as you need. Now, בקבוקי משקה שהמכסה שלהם מלופף בחוט ברזל. So if we have a bottle that the cap is closed also with a steel wire, I only know it from champagne bottles, right? Champagne bottles have the cork, and then they put the steel wire to protect that if someone will shake it, it shouldn't go flying, you know, or if it goes in a truck, whatever, it shouldn't go flying, all of them right out. So those, he says, ראוי לפתוח ליפוף זה קודם השבת ולסגרו בליפוף כך, קל עד השימוש. These ones, because they close really tight, he says the right thing is to open it already on Friday and then to close it.
Why? You're not making anything out of it.
No, you're not making a kli out of it, but if you're opening it, it's a question if it will be considered matir over here, won't be considered matir.
It's not matir anything. And it's definitely derech kilpul because it's not intended to.
No, you're opening, so you will see that שכח ולא יחים לפני שבת, מותר לחתוך את הליפוף בשבת. If he forgot and he didn't do it before Shabbat, then he can cut it. This is kilkul. If you just open it in a regular way, it's not kilkul. You open it, you can use it again if you want to.
You can't use that again.
Sure you can.
For what?
Sure you can. For the same thing, if you want to do that.
It's impossible to use it again, because once the cork is out, you can't put it back in.
That's a difficult question, how you can put it back in or not. No. But you can use a steel wire.
I'm talking about the cork, just the metal.
Wire.
Metal.
Steel wire.
Metal wire.
Yeah, the metal you can reuse.
You can reuse a steel wire.
Just the cork.
Yeah. You want to use it or not? That's another question.
It's intended to just open it and
shut okay. Therefore, he says, ראוי לפתוח ליפוף זה קודם השבת ולסגרו. He doesn't say, אסור לפתוח פתחו בשבת. So the right thing to do, not to go into question on those things, is to open it before Shabbos.
The only thing you can use it for is to close it again and then use it for
I can find a few other uses for it. Why not? You can fix with it pliers, which has a problem with a handle.
What I'm saying is, what's the reason why it's asked? Because you're making a clear out of the thing?
No, because because you're matil. Okay? You're doing a tara. Okay, so הכושר והמתיר, yeah, so איזה אתרה, איזה לא אתרה, is it, can you look at it as מכה בפטיש or not, the discussions about it. Bottom line, he says, don't open it, open it before Shabbos. If you need to open it on Shabbos, take a knife and cut it off. Okay, דרך קלקול, and that's the best thing to do. Now, he says, on תזבוב, וכן סק, או קופסה של חוט קשור סביבם, סק is in English, so... if you have a sack and or a box which has a rope around it, or ochel sharuz benyar, ve'achafisa kshora bechutz, it's food inside paper and it's tied. There's wrapped around it is a rope. Im ifshar lasir tachut mebli lenatko. If you cannot just pull it sometimes around, pull it off. Kegon shachut mudak etev because it's tight on it. מותר להתירו, he allowed to open it on Shabbos, ואם אי אפשר להתירו, if you cannot open it, then מותר לנתק את החוט, אפילו בסכין, פשוט לנתק את דרך קלקול. So בדרך קלקול, we allow to cut any rope that wraps our box, our food, our stuff, that we want to get to. בדרך קלקול, we always allow to do that, so we always do, when it's something like this, we always do it בדרך קלקול. We don't open it, we just take a knife and cut it off. תזיין, וכן תהנים מיובשות שחרוזות על חוט. So you have dried figs. And they are like on a holes in the middle and they're all on like on a rope. יעשה כנל. Like we should do the same we said before. דהיינו יתיר את הקשר. He should open it. He cannot open it. אם אפשר לפתחו, מותר לנתק את החוט אפילו בסכין דרך קלקול. Okay, so he does it בדרך קלקול. He's allowed to do it in all those. Now is an interesting one in Yudzayin. Make a knot on a plastic bag. Yeah, without on itself. Yes, yeah? So you're not using any other material whatsoever. You're just doing the knot, a single knot. We normally say that a single tie when you're on the shoes, we allow to do it, right, with a bow on top of it, because you can pull it, it's not shekayom at all. Here, it's a single tie that we're not allowed to do. It's a single knot, right, on the bag. You're actually closing it, you're taking the edge of the bag and you turn it, twist it on itself and lock it. Now, it won't open. The only way to open it, sometimes you can try really hard to fight with, normally it's just to cut it, okay? Because if you put it really strong, if you do it not strong, then it's easy. But if you do it strong, we're talking about doing strong. So he says, אסור לקשור קשר, אפילו קשר יחיד בשוליים של שקית עשויה מבד או מחום הפלסטיק, זה זמן תפס פלסטיק או פאבריק, אף שהקשר נעשה בגוף השקית ללא עזרת חוץ, so there's nothing else you tie in with, still not allowed to do that, וכן אסור להתיר קשר זה אינו על האוטו, be matter it, this is a קשר של קיום, that's something that you close and that's going to stay there. Although you may not intend to do it for a very long time, but if you really do it like this, you're doing a קשר של קיום. קשר אומן, I don't know, but it's קשר של קיום. אלא יש לקרוא את השקית דרך קלקולה. So this bag, you should be mekalkel the bag, as you cut at the top, take a knife.
It's a single, just one tie, not a
bow. It's not one tie with two, we take two sides and you tie them you're a single honest, tie. That's okay. This is okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about one tie, when you're taking the edge of the bag and you're tying it on itself, you turn it around itself and put it inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can I have your thing? I'm not gonna, don't worry. Here, see, here's a good example. You take this, and you just do one like this. Tie it strong, you can't open it now. Right? So it's a single one, which is not like when you have, and a plastic bag, when you do it, you have something on the other side. So it's not really holding. This is on the single one. Think you take a single one, put it inside, like a snake, like this, yeah? And this is a proper, are you bringing a bag?
If I find any.
Yeah, if you find any, that's a good idea. What?
In the bottom.
Which one?
The
second one over there.
It's found something.
Right. Okay. Now. Ah, okay. Now we get into the metal cap we spoke about. Here we go. Fantastic. That's amazing. Here we go. You see? So in this bag, right, you have those two ears, those nine, right? The handles. If you tie it single like this with the two handles, not a problem, because as much as you're going to tie it, it's very, very easy to open it. You see, I only pulled from the side. However, what happens if you have a single one, you have this, right? And now you're taking this and you're doing like this. Right? It's a single knot, right? So try to open it. If I go like this, go ahead, try to open it. Impossible. You need to take a pen and start putting it inside and try to put a fork or something, you know, and try to pull it open. So this way, you're not allowed to do a Shabbos. That's a strong tie. Okay?
What? You did like this.
You can do one. That's a double tie. I said a single tie. We're talking about single tie. Double tie, you're not allowed to. But here, what you can do, if you did the single, it opens easily. You want the second one, you can do a bow tie. Like this, like you do with the shoes. What?
Can it be tied loose?
You can do loose.
Can it be tied?
No, yeah, if it's really loose, then what's the point in it?
I'll tell you why. Because in my bags at home,
when
we store them in the bag, we take a bag, we do like this, and we just do like this, just for storage.
Yeah, okay.
Very loose, just like that, just to be able to have convenience.
That's fine, I'll tell you why. Because although this is a single one, you're leaving the edge on the other side, which means when you're going to pull it, it's going to open.
Or even if you tuck it through, it's going to get tucked through. But so, it's always going to stay loose.
That you should be careful, because it's very easy to pull it afterwards closed.
Yeah, but we do them. We can.
So the best thing to do is something like this, to put it in with a piece left outside, so you can always pull on it to open it.
I'll do it before Shabbos.
Yeah, come on. That's the point. Okay. Yudches. Now, you remember we spoke about the metal cap, right? So all of you should know this halacha now. Maybe we should skip it, but let's go through it. Yudches. Asur liftoach lareshona at mechseh apach mibakbuk, asher im ptichato hofech hamechseh lekli ra'oi lishimush kepkak avraga, kegon mechseh hamatsu legabe bakbukei yain. So we said the metal cap, which the shape of the cap only was made on it while it's on the bottle, which means it was never clear before the bottom part was cut open from it. And therefore, he says, you're not allowed to open it first time on Shabbos, because that becomes a clear.
We not really learned that.
Well, we did. We spoke about it, but here is where he actually mentions it in detail. Aval mutar lenakev bezat sakin o afilu patish o masmer et hamichseh hazeh im ein עליו אותיות או ציורים שהתקלקלו על ידי הניקוב. So, you're allowed to make a hole in it, and then you're making it always clear, you calculate it from being a clay, and now you can open it and it will never become a clay because you ruined it. He says you can either use for that a hammer, a nail, okay, a nail or anything like that. So which is mukze, right? Kli shemalachto leisur. But we said kli shemalach when you mean kli shemalachto leisur, you're allowed to use letzorech gufo mekomo. So if you need to use it for something allowed on Shabbos, or you need the place where the kli is, which is kli shemalachto leisur, you're allowed to take it. So you can take a nail, which is kli shemalachto leisur. You only use it normally to nail in two pieces of wood together, but now you're going to use that nail in order to make a hole in that cup. Now, very important, two things. One is that there's no letters or no pictures on that cap, because we said many times there's pictures of grapes or other pictures on the cap. You got to be careful. And second, bidvat she'aset ha'nekev gadol ad she'mikseh lo yod ro'i l'shimush b'torat mikseh. This is something that we discussed here. That some said, yeah, you can still use, people still pull the cap back on. And it says over here that there needs to be, that he ruins it big enough that it's not, cannot be used anymore as a cover. Mm. Yeah? So that's something to pay attention. Now, but the plastic one, he rules over here different from Rav Eliyoshiv, from Zalman did. Kaka v'raga asir mi plastic. Asher kodem chiburo lebakbuk hayta lo tzurat pkak, mushlam. So if you have the plastic caps that we have and Coca-Cola and other stuff, which it already has a shape of a cap from the factory, it's not made on the bottle. The only thing it has an addition at the bottom, that a ring that they squash it by with heat, that this way, when you open it, the ring will break off and people will know this bottle is open. So that doesn't make it a kli. It doesn't change anything. With a kli beforehand, this is only there in order to make sure that it looks like it's closed and people know it was not used. Yeah, and the same way, by the way, when we spoke last time about separating two yogurts, which are like, you know, made together and there's a line between them. And the idea is that he says over there that the line in the notes, that the line between them, the reason it's done like this is just for people to know that it's one pack, you know, you sell it as one pack, but it's not there in order to actually be something useful that you need it, and therefore it's not, you know, making a clean, you know, mechatech, etc. Okay, we are at Yutes. So now let's do Yutes. Yutes is when you have, it starts like this. Asur leafrid et hapas ha'asui mechomer matachti. המחבר בסוגר את המכסה של קופסה עם הקופסה עצמה, כמו בקופסת קוואקר. I don't know קוואקר today how it's done, but at the time it was a metal box, like a tin box, but the lid itself was actually like the metal was made like one piece with it, so when you pull it off you actually
Materna.
Yeah. They still do it in Materna? Right.
Same thing. Sometimes you have like a lip and you pull it off.
So you're actually cutting off the... So the way it was done then, at least, from what I remember those, it was the tin was thinner at some at that point around, and therefore when you pull it off, you will cut it. Different from what we have today in cans of drinks and stuff, where it's actually in with pressure, so it's different. That was... You're actually cutting and... with a quacker and something like this, so maybe Materna as well. I haven't had those stuff for many, many years. My last daughter, my 8-year-old, she didn't have any of those stuff, so I don't really know how it's done today. Yeah, but on the quacker, I remember it was, you know, that, so that's the metal box that he's referring to over here. Why? Sharei hapas hazeh lo haya nikar v'nirei k'nifrad m'ikar hakufsa. It wasn't looking separate, it was looked as only as one thing. ורק כעת עם הפרדתו מן הקופסה, only now when you separate it from the box, המכסה הופך לכלי ראוי לשימוש כמכסה. Only one, only then it becomes a cover that you can use it as a clear, the cover, take it on, put it on and off. And obviously the box itself also becomes then a clear. ואומנם, אם המכסה עשוי פלסטיק, מותר לפתחו בשבת. If it's a plastic cup, it's a different material, you would be allowed to open it on Shabbat, that's not a problem. Let's do cough. אסור לנקב מוצץ של בקבוק לתינוק, או להרחיב את הנקב הקיים מכבר, ומכל מקום לצורך החלתו של התינוק בשעת הצורך מותר לומר לנוכרי לעשות כן, וכן הדין לגבי מכסה של מלחייה. So he says that when you have a pacifier or a bottle that has the nipple for the child, and you need, there's no hole in it, so you want to make a hole in it in order so you can drink from it, or you want to make the hole bigger, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay?
You've never already had a hole.
And you're making it bigger. So you're not allowed to do it. The same with a salt shaker. If the salt shaker had a small hole, you're not allowed to make a bigger hole in it. However, aval mutar, what, to make a, because, what?
It already has a hole.
It has a hole, but you're making it bigger so it could be used for more. So you're attacking it, right? Now, but however, he says, אבל מותר להסיר את החומר הסותר את הנקם הקיים מקווה. So if you have a salt shaker, but the salt shaker is blocked with some flour or salt, dried salt or anything like this, this is not a problem. You're not making any clear. You're just cleaning it.
Why is it open? What?
Why are
you attacking? Because fixing it.
What?
We're fixing it.
You're not. You're just cleaning something that's on your way that's stopping you from taking the food out. By the way, he also says, so we reach kafalef. He also says we learned that if you have rubbish in the sink and it's blocking the sink, you know, from you being, you're allowed to take it out. Even if it's a bit in the pipe, you're also allowed to take it out because you're not really doing any tikkun over here. You're not fixing the pipe or doing anything like this. You just... Masir Monea, that's stopping you from...
You know, when there's